On today's Technobabble, live streaming without a computer.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where every week I help you with church video and graphic design. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation. So basically just ask your questions, leave your comments, etc. So just do that below the video. If you're listening to the audio, that's cool too. Just go over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. And there you can leave just all the contact information. Well, you can leave your comments or you can find my contact information. That's what I was trying to say. And I'd just love to hear from you. So I would love to tell you all about some of the other ways to encode video. You see, most churches think that if they're doing live streaming, that they should start with an older computer, just whatever they have around, and a camera. The problem is, live streaming HD can be kind of a beefy process. I was freelancing for a local nonprofit, actually, and they were trying to live stream an event that they had going on, and they were dropping frames left, right, and center. Now, what you need to know is, even though they were a nonprofit, they had some pretty decent equipment. They were using a dedicated server with Adobe Flash Media Live Encoder on it, and they were still dropping frames when they were encoding high-definition video. So that's with a beefy server that was kind of designed for this. They were dropping frames. So just using a cheap computer, whether it's an old one or an off-the-shelf model that's maybe not the latest and greatest, that's going to give you problems. So just by way of comparison, a lot of times someone will say, well, I'll just buy a $500, $600 computer and that ought to do it. It really depends. For example, Adobe Flash Media Live Encoder, which is the default choice that most people use because it's free, really isn't the most efficient encoder. So what you would need is a more expensive computer or different software. Now, another very popular choice is Wirecast, which is a more efficient encoder, but it costs $500. So the thing is that once you've either bought better software or better hardware, you're no longer in the realm of the $500 to $600 computer. Now you're dealing with probably about $750 to $1,000 bare minimum to get a high-definition stream encoded. Well, what are your alternatives? Last week I told you about one, and that was the Boxcaster from Boxcast. Now, if you're going to stick with Boxcast, that's a perfectly acceptable alternative. The downside of it is that it doesn't work with other servers. So if you're using the Boxcaster and then you decide, hey, I want to go with Livestream, or hey, I want to go with Worship Channels, or hey, I want to go with churchstreaming.tv, you're kind of out of luck, actually, because you just don't have that as an option. But the reason that you don't have that as an option is because the Boxcaster is fairly inexpensive. It itself is about $500. But there are other alternatives. I've worked with the Teradek Vidiu, V-I-D-I-U, and the Teradek Vidiu is about the same size as the Boxcaster, but it costs more money than the Boxcaster. Why would you spend that extra money? Well, here's a very good reason why. You can use that on virtually any service. So it comes set up for Ustream and Livestream and a couple of the other biggies that you've heard of. But you can actually go into it and configure it for HLS streaming or RTMP streaming. And either way, or depending on the service, maybe both, you'll be doing the encoding in a dedicated piece. But there are other options as well. So what I want you to do is, if you're thinking about doing live streaming, or let's say you're already live streaming and you don't like the results, you're dropping frames like crazy, before you invest in a more expensive computer, what I'm recommending to a lot of people, a lot of churches, is perhaps the better solution is to go with a dedicated box, an encoder that's designed just to do this. Now, why would you want to do that? Well, there are a couple of reasons. One is that a dedicated box is not going to be updated with the latest version of Windows or the latest version of OS X, which hoses the software you're using. I've seen this happen in both OSs. Linux could also have this problem. I just don't use either Linux or OS X. But I've seen this happen where the software is running dependent on something in the OS, and that something gets upgraded, and the upgrade is incompatible. So this has happened to me twice in OS X with Wirecast, where I had a version of Wirecast, I upgraded OS X, and then I had problems. Oh, we can take care of it. It's a paid upgrade. Well, since Apple releases these every year, you can see how that could get really expensive really fast. I've also seen it happen with Windows, where someone upgrades it and you have problems. So that's one of the advantages of going with dedicated hardware. Another advantage is you're not going to get someone using it for something else during the week that causes problems. So it's not the case that if you have dedicated hardware, someone is going to download a game onto it, play the game, and then that causes problems. Someone's not going to get a virus on it. That's not going to happen, and therefore that's not going to cause problems. In fact, because it's not a traditional computer, chances are they're going to leave it alone. They're not going to understand exactly what it does or how to use it. So that's why I'm starting to recommend these dedicated encoders as opposed to the IT guy building his own computer, which there's nothing wrong with that, but as an encoding device, it's a huge temptation for people to see this speedy, shiny, wonderful computer and say, well, why can't I use it for something else? And even if you lock it out, that doesn't mean that there isn't going to be some enterprising teenager that's going to break your encryption or figure out a way around the lock that you have or do something else that you really don't want. So I just really want to suggest to you that perhaps you should be live streaming, but without using a computer. If you like this content, I think that you'll like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and there you can pick up a copy of my email newsletter for free, along with some free church tech gifts. I'd also love you to check out the fun stuff that I'm doing at the store, trinitydigitalmedia.com/store. I'm about to relaunch my video class, which is new and improved. Well, it's not completely new, but it's definitely improved. And some of you you've been watching these and you're thinking, man, I wish I had something more systematic. Well, that's just one example of the things I've got at the store that I'd love for you to take a look at. Until next time, go out and change eternity. This is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.